The federal government has removed tens of thousands of Haitian migrants who were camped under a bridge last month in Del Rio, Texas. But for those allowed to stay in the United States, the journey is far from over. A group called Houston Haitians United has been helping the migrants along the way as they navigate the U.S. immigration system. Rolanda Charles joins us now. She's with the aid group. Rolanda, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
I understand since last month, your group has worked with about 1,800 Haitian migrants who were camped out in Del Rio. Tell me more about who came through your doors and how you helped them.
Absolutely. So you are correct. We helped nearly about 2,000 migrants that took the long journey about 2 to 3 months from South America to the Del Rio border. Every single person that got on that bus and was bused to Houston was either a family that had kids or was a pregnant woman with her husband. The head of the household did have an ankle monitor on him. The children and the female, the mother of the children or the wife did not. And their stories were very, very difficult to hear. A lot of them were robbed. A lot of them were molested, raped getting here. They were very, very sad when they were getting off the bus, but we were really able to make their experience, the short time that we did have them, we were able to provide them hot meals. They were provided cots, blankets, pillows. They were provided change of clothing. We were able to get volunteers to, you know, purchase their flight so they can get to their family members. We were able to cook them meals that is reminiscent of Haiti. So plantains, rice and beans, and they were very, very grateful.
You mentioned how harrowing their journey to the United States was. Once they got here, it wasn't that much better. Conditions of that camp were awful. It became a huge national story after we watched the border agents using their horses to control the migrants. How were they doing when they came to you? How are they feeling?
They were very quiet. A lot of them didn't really speak. And a lot of them, when you know we asked about their stories, all they kept on saying was they were very, very grateful to just be here in Houston. Some of them told us that, you know, they were sleeping in the forests. They were sleeping on the floors in the forest. Some of them, they said they didn't eat for days. So when they got to Houston, when they got to our facility, they were just extremely grateful. They were extremely humble, very kind. A lot of them were, you know, sleeping near lakes or sleeping in the forest or sleeping in the trees and not really eating on a consistent basis throughout that journey.
They must have been exhausted. So they spent a little time with you before moving on to other places in the country. What did you hear about where they were going and what their lives would be like once they left?
None of them really stayed in Houston. A lot of them went to Florida, went to New York with their families there. So what the process now is that they have to work with the immigration offices. So not only they can either figure out temporary status, green cards, whatever that looks like, and be able to take off the ankle monitor that's on them. So they got to the United States, but it's still a long process where they can stay here permanently, whether that is a TPS, whether that is a green card, whether that is citizenship, whatever that looks like.
Asylum. And
exactly, whatever that looks like. And they have to get to the immigration office within, I think, 14 to 30 days. So it's a really quick turnaround where they have to go there.
So let me ask you, are you confident that they'll be successful in going through that process? And how do they feel? I mean, do they have any expectation that their efforts will be successful?
Absolutely. We are actually, Houston Haitians United is actually working with Al Green, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Sylvester Turner to help with those processes.
Those are politicians, the mayor of Houston and also, yeah, I believe, a congresswoman.
Exactly. We recently spoke with them this week. They have consistently throughout this process stood with us in figuring out what possible solutions can we come up with in reference to Title 42, in reference to asylum. Like, what does that look like? We have been in contact with them multiple times a week, directly speaking with them and what they can do. They are actively trying to work on legislation, actively working on things that can happen to see what can we do for asylum, for them to be here permanently.
Yeah. Title 42, you're referring to the public health measure that allowed the Biden administration and the Trump administration to quickly deport migrants as they came to the border. That did happen in the case of some Haitians as well. Listen, exactly. The situation in Del Rio forced a lot of people to ask once again whether or not the United States is a friendly place for migrants, especially Haitian migrants.
Mm-hmm.
How are you reflecting on that?
It's very hard to see because, you know, Haiti recently in July dealt with an assassination, then in August dealt with an earthquake, And then September, the border crisis. So if people are fleeing somewhere, it's for a reason. And I feel like people are forgetting those things, that within a 90-day time frame, there are so many things happening in this country. And that is the reason that they are seeking safety. They are seeking asylum. And I think people are forgetting that, and that's not at the forefront of their mind. And I think we have to continuously put in their mind that there are riots going on. People have lost their homes. And I think once we put that into perspective, people will understand that there's a reason why they're coming here. There's a reason for it.
Rolanda Charles is with the group Houston Haitians United. Thank you very much for speaking with us. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.